Maseches Peyam, Perek Ches, Mishnah Vav. The previous Mishnah gave the minimum amounts that had to be distributed to the Aniyim, to the poor people, when they came to collect Maaser Ani by the threshing floor. And this Mishnah continues with that topic. Mishnah Vav. Midah Zu, this measurement that we said in the past Mishnah, the different minimums depending on what you're distributing, Amura b'kahanim u'b'levim u'b'yisraelim. It was said, regardless if the owner distributing it is a Kayan or a Levi or a Yisrael, he has to give these minimum amounts, and even if he's a Kayan or a Levi that receives certain things, certain Trumas and Maisers himself, but regardless, that when they're distributing their own thing, they have to give these measurements, they have to give it as well to the Aniyim. Mishnah continues, Haya Matzel, if someone, a farmer, wanted to save some of his Maaser Ani to distribute to his poor people that he was friendly with, friends or relatives, Neitel Mechza, he's allowed to take up to half of his Maaser Ani and put it aside to distribute to Aniyim that he wants to give specifically. V'Naisin Mechza, but the other half he would distribute to anybody that came collecting. Hayalei Davar Mu'it, let's say he had an insignificant amount of Maaser Ani to distribute to all the people that were coming to collect. He did not have enough to give the minimum amount to each people. What should he do? Naisin Lifneim, he should just put down what he has in front of them. V'hein Mechalkim B'neim, and they will divide it up. He can't give them less than the minimum amounts that were mentioned in the last Mishnah. So over here, where he doesn't have enough to do that, he just puts it in front of them and they divide it up. And he doesn't give them less. They just take less, whatever they have to do in the dividing process. Mishnah Zion. This Mishnah is similar, discussing distributing to poor people, but here it's in general discussing tzedakah that was fundraised to the poor people. There's an obligation of the community to provide for the people that don't have. So the Mishnah says, "Ein pechasin la'ani ha'ayver mimakam la'makam." You can't give less. There's a minimum amount that you have to give. You can't give less to a poor person, even one that's ayver mimakam la'makam, that's traveling from place to place. So he's not even a local poor person. He's a traveler that's visiting. You have to give him at least mikikar, a loaf of bread, and it gives the shear, the measurement to know how big it is. Mikikar bepunyan, a loaf that would cost a pundian, which is a coin. At a time, may arba sa'in besela, that the rate, the value of flour is 4 sa' of flour for a sela, which is another coin. So, when the flour prices are this price, 4 sa' for a sela, so a loaf of bread that would cost a pundian, that's the size. So this is just to calculate the size that you need, and once we know the size is going to now apply regardless of what the price of wheat is. This is just a way to give an exact measurement. So you have to give them that much bread. Why that much bread? Because that's the amount that would for two meals. You have to provide two meals for him, which is the minimum someone needs for a daily eating. Lan, if the ani is planning to sleep overnight in your town, then naisin lei panasas lina, you have to give to him whatever he needs for sleeping, a bed and blankets, whatever he needs, a place to sleep. You have to provide that. Shabbos, if the ani is going to stay over for Shabbos, then naisin lei mazon shalosh sudos. You have to give him three meals worth, so he could have three meals on Shabbos. Mishnah continues, mi sheyesh lei mazon shtei sudos leitzam min hatamchoi. If you have a poor person who has him, he has for himself already enough to provide for two meals, leitzam min hatamchoi, he can't take from the. The tamchoy was cooked food that was set up for the poor people. He's not supposed to take from this cooked food for the poor people because he has the minimum amount that he needs already for that day, so he shouldn't take from there. The Mishnah continues speaking about a kupa. Kupa was a gathering charity box that people would all give into this kupa, and it was distributed to the poor people, not just for food, but other needs as well. So the Mishnah says, "Mazein arba esri sudas." If the poor person has already the amount of money that he needs for 14 sudas, which is for a week's worth of sudas, la yitol min akupa, he should not take from the kupa. He shouldn't take money from this tzedakah box that was distributed to the niyam for his other needs, because he has bare minimum, and he shouldn't be taking from the collections. The Mishnah says, "Vakupa nigvis b'shnayim." This kupa that they collected from the town to this box, the tzedakah box, to provide for the poor people. When they went collecting, it was kind of like tax collecting, and it was collected with two people. And this is there's a source for this in the Torah, that people that have this asrara, an authority regarding money over here, it needs to be done by two people together, this position. And it can't be done by one person collecting. The two people collect it together, umischalakes, and when the money is divided amongst the poor people, bishleisha, it has to be done with three people, like a bezdin. A bezdin requires a minimum of three people to judge on money-related matters. Here, too, they had to judge the needs of the poor people. How much did he need? And so this judgment required three people, like a bezdin, to judge and distribute the money as needed to the poor people.